Can you describe the Who Is Nobody doll physically? What does this doll look like?
Sure. It arrives in a mysterious suitcase that says "To Everybody from Nobody," and inside it's a blue denim doll. And the idea is that it has no age, gender, ethnic or cultural identity, friends, character. It's just a gingerbread cutout type shape, and it has no character, friends. And the idea is that it's open to learn anything positive from anybody that it meets, and so everybody helps nobody become somebody over the course of the school year.
Ah, everybody helps nobody become somebody over the course of the year. So we impart it with characteristics or qualities, or students would, over the school year.
Exactly. They basically follow a really simple choose-your-own-adventure step. So they do it in their own time, and they get really enthusiastic because they pick things that are personal to them, things that it might be a relative who is ill, or it might be something they saw on TV. I'm sure there's students collecting funds for Haiti right now. It's just whatever grabs them that they're passionate about, people, animals, or the environment, they do a project to help the community and beyond, and then they add a 3D attachment to Nobody to represent what they did.
So the Nobody doll arrives, and then students get a chance to reflect on the Nobody doll and share some of their experiences, and then it becomes, the Nobody doll picks up a characteristic or a trait or a personality or who that somebody is, so everyone is contributing then.
Exactly. It's basically a collage, or it really reflects every strength in the class. So at the end, every single student has contributed in a unique way, to Nobody, and it really captures what everyone in the class is capable of doing, and it often touches hundreds of lives, the different projects that they do. Some are planting an apple seed or shoveling snow for a neighbor. Other ones are full campaigns against drinking and driving awareness. So depending on the student and what they're interested in, they just run with it.
And of course, because it's made up of every classroom has a number of students, and each student's contribution is unique, then every Nobody doll who becomes somebody, therefore, is unique themselves.
Exactly. And I think teachers have a lot of fun with it too, because every year their Nobody is different. So they're learning about their students and their families, and seeing all the different, really seeing students putting all those curriculum links into action and watching students reach their potential. So it's, everything's unique, just like every student is.
Where did this idea come from?
I'm a teacher myself, and I just found it really frustrating in the class to see all these amazing kids and sort of the pressures they have on themselves to fit in, and the way that they would go about it was often through really superficial things like trying to wear certain clothes or hang out with certain people, and I just really wanted them to focus on who they are, what their interests are, what their abilities are, because at the end of the day, that's who we are. Our interests lead us to our friends and our career goals, and I wanted them to build their respect and self-esteem on things that were earned and lasting rather than these sort of superficial things that it's easy to get caught up in as a student.
How many years has the Nobody doll been used by classrooms?
It's actually 3 years it's been available, thanks to amazing Rotary clubs that have just donated kits to local schools, and it's just set up by DVD, three quick lessons, so it's not a burden to teachers. It's just a matter of pressing play, and they learn together. But there was a five-year development stage while the program was getting tons of teacher feedback and just finding ways to make it really easy with posters and DVDs rather than getting teachers to have to do lots of preparation. So we were just trying to keep it really simple. So it's 3 formal years and 8 years in
the works.
Yep.
How many classrooms have Nobody dolls in them now?
25,000 students have participated, so that's a little over 600 classrooms, so mostly in Ontario, but Nunavut, Newfoundland, Alberta, other provinces have started to participate, so it's been really exciting to see it in different locations, and so it's been it's starting to get momentum.
Now, do you keep, obviously the classrooms themselves and the teachers keep a diary of their Nobody doll, but is there, for you, a compendium, or do they send in a picture or a brief description at the end of who their Nobody doll, who finally their Somebody doll is?
Yeah, great question. Every teacher has a scrapbook that has writing and pictures and stories, so that's really neat for the classroom to have that catalog and all the literacy links. And then every student gets a bracelet that says, "I'm Somebody," to represent their project. So teachers just go onto our website, which is www.whoisnobody.com. They enter what the students have done, and then we keep a catalog of all the organizations and causes who have been impacted. So again, there's been more than 25,000 unique donations to organizers and causes that impact people, animals, and the environment. And then students have their bracelets so that when people say, what's that bracelet for, they can talk about their interests, their abilities, who they are. And so that's just sort of a little tangible piece that keeps their story alive after the project's done.
Well, it sounds like such a fascinating project. Kelly Clark, thank you so much. And for more information, people can go to your website, whoisnobody.com, and you'll have information on how teachers will have information there on how they can get the resources.
Yep, there's lots of information. And for Rotary Clubs, teachers, it can even be with Girl Guides or any group that meets team building for adults. So thanks so much for the opportunity to speak with you today.
Well, thank you so much for such a unique project and how fascinating this would be for classrooms or, as you said, beyond the classroom for team building in settings with kids or teens, what this could do. Thanks so much. What a great project. Thanks, Kelly.
Thank you. Take care.
You too. 12:25 is our time. This is News Talk 610 CKTB. We have to take a quick break. Rick Fleming in the news coming up next. But as well, Michelle Cruz and your entertainment news.